Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Friday. This is the first full week we've put in a while, because we've been having all these holidays and Christmases and all that good stuff. And it seems like even, I know we put in some full days after Thanksgiving, but it seems like it's been a long time since we've known what day was Friday and what day was Monday.
True that.
Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. You know, I was thinking, maybe I just lack faith. Maybe I shouldn't say I am not. But do you remember when the great, revival happened in this land? And it started with one man praying, and then the next day it was two men, and then it grew and it grew and it grew. And we had a great revival in the land, people turning to God. People keep talking about prayer, but do we pray? And I start each day with prayer. I write it out in kind of a hurry before I come in here. And sometimes I think, well, it's the same thing I said yesterday. And I don't want to be boring with my prayers. But really, if we said the Lord's Prayer, it would be the same. But it still hits all the points that we need to hit. The things we need to do. To praise God. To ask for forgiveness. To forgive others. To ask for blessings, to be a blessing, to glorify Him. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O Heavenly Father, each day we come to You and we are always in awe of Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. You have provided to us so many blessings. Thank You. Our nation, this world, is in turmoil. I guess that's nothing new. Because we have turned from You. That seems to be the nature of man. We come to You now in prayer for repentance. You promised if we would do this, You will heal our land. We stand on Your promise. And Father, we pray for forgiveness. Forgive us of our doubting, which causes others to stray. Forgive and causes our own faith to be weak. Forgive us for our political correct speech and that attitude which hides the truth from the world. Forgive us for our selfishness, that we may put You first and other things will fall in the correct priority. I ask that You keep President Donald Trump safe and Vice President Pence. Guide them and guard them. And Father, I ask that they both grow closer to You. Keep their families safe as well. I ask that You be with each of the listeners. Keep them all safe, Lord. And may they grow in their knowledge of You. May we all grow in our knowledge of You. And I ask that You bless each one who is listening today in whatever need is theirs right now. I ask Your blessing on my sponsors. May they grow through the listeners of CSE Talk Radio. I ask for Your watch care and wisdom over me in CSE Talk Radio. May I be Your voice. May I always speak truth. And may CSE Talk Radio prosper in a way that will glorify You. For such a time as this, I come to You. Amen. You know, Rudy always asks me for a teaser in the mornings. I think I've mentioned that before, and I just don't have a clue sometimes. And Fridays are really clueless for me because I'm going to throw so many things together, and we'll have Daniel come in on the second segment, and he's going to talk about what's been going on in the energy world there with Power of the Future. And, you know, when I was reading through the headlines and the news, it popped in my head what the president said, that we would have winning, we would be winning, and we would get so tired of winning, we'd ask him to please, please stop winning, we can't handle it. Well, after looking through the headlines, I'm thinking, who's winning? And what is it we're winning? Or are they winning? What, you know, what is the winning? And I'm not putting it down because I think he's doing a good job in some respects. I think our economy is doing well. And it seems like the more that the Nancy Pelosi crowd attack him, the more he gains in popularity with the people. And that is encouraging to me, not because I think they should put President Donald Trump on a pedestal, but because I think they should get a grasp of things that are going on. Now, one thing that happened, if you'll remember, and we're not going to dwell on this, I'm actually bringing to you a cancellation of something that I had mentioned earlier this week. LaVoy, Dead Man Talking. They have videos of LaVoy Finnegan, of things that he did and said before any of this ever took place. Out in the West and in the Midwest and around this country, every state has a rural area. You know that, right? So when we talk about rural America, we're not just talking about Missouri, although Missourians would say, yeah, we are. But the land is under attack, and the landowners are under attack. Now, I had announced that they were going to be in Tipton, Missouri on the 20th, but when they come here, they're coming from out of state, they need several places to go. And some other places they were to attend have canceled. So they really can't afford, not because of climate change, they really can't afford to make the trip for just one meeting. So they've canceled the meeting on the 20th in Tipton. And they are to let me know when they reschedule that. And I will let you know. But as for now, if you're in this area and you are planning on attending that, it has been canceled. Going back to winning, 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 winning. Something else that I want to talk about. Rudy and I do a daily devotional. And we started with a new book. So we're getting used to a new writer, new ways of writing. And actually, I'm not having that much problem because I'm used to Charles Stanley. And today's was about stop shifting the blame. So when we look at politics and people are saying he did this, they're always blaming Donald Trump for everything. If there's an earthquake around the world, he did it because he canceled the Paris Treaty or something. It's, whatever it is, it's his fault. But God tells us to stop doing that, to start taking responsibility for our own shortcomings and our own sins. And this book is Our Perfect Hope, Jesus, Our Perfect Hope. So each devotional has, at the end of it, a little prayer, but then it has a hope for the day. And today's hope, it says, my hope is in Jesus because he addresses issues in my life for my good. Sometimes that's ouch. Sometimes that's painful. I know it is for Beth. And when I pray for you, and I pray for your blessings, and I pray for you to grow closer to the Lord, we all have to deal with our own issues, just like they do in D.C. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but Daniel should be calling in. I haven't communicated with him this week, so I'm not positive, but he's supposed to call in every Friday, whenever possible. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We will start taking those calls at the bottom of the hour, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and as promised, we have Daniel Turner. Daniel, it just seems like forever since we've talked to you. How you been?
It's great to be with you, Beth Ann. I'm wonderful. I hope you and your great listeners are as well.
We are. I am. I think my listeners are doing great. They haven't complained to me yet, so I think they're doing good. I got a big kick out of your tweet. I think that was this morning, or was that late last night? I don't remember which it was, when we were talking about the glaciers and the polar bears and all the things that they've predicted, and the signs in the parks. So yes. I'm going to let you kind of take it from there.
Yeah, and it was funny to read the, I believe it was a USA Today story I tweeted out, or maybe it was CNN, but the story mentioned how a little bit more than a decade ago, it says, which if you just do the math means early on in the Obama administration, but they don't say that. They just say a little more than a decade ago, the Parks Department at Glacier National Park, and actually at several national parks, put up new signage, all the talk about climate change. And at Glacier National Park, it said basically, you know, enjoy them while they last, because by the year 2020, all these glaciers will be gone. And now the Parks Department is taking all those signs down because, sad for them, the glaciers are still there. And so it's just funny that this was early on in the Obama administration. This was very early in 2009. It didn't make big news when he did this. Actually, the people who probably knew about it probably thought it was wonderful and supported it because they believe in the climate change riot. And again, this isn't based on science. It's not based on math or anything you can calculate. It's based on computer models, and computer models are not science. They're modeling. I mean, if they're true, then go invest all of your money in the stock market right now because the computer models say it's going to go up. So they can be helpful, but they are not scientific.
No, and most of their information for this global warming lie is wrong. And, you know, I was thinking last night, Laura Ingraham did a segment there, and she was comparing the royalty to the Bidens and the Clintons. And she kind of put it together with how they profit from their jobs and this and that and how they were different. Well, one of the things she had a little clip there of something Chelsea Clinton was doing. It was some kind of a foundation that they were in and how they help climate change. And I'm thinking, what a big lie. They take not just that foundation, not just theirs, but all these different organizations and foundations that are taking in money to fight climate change. What a big hoax and lie against the American people. And we've ruined children's lives like Greta Thunberg. Her life is ruined. She's missed her childhood. All for these people who want... All for these people and their lie, and they're profiting from their lies.
Exactly. Exactly. And everyone should be weary of a prophet who's turning a profit, regardless of what their profession is, whether they're bishops or priests or ministers or climate change peddlers. But the biggest climate change advocate in the world, probably the most famous, the Academy Award winner, Nobel Peace Prize winner, Al Gore, is worth several hundred million dollars. Look, I'm a capitalist too. I would, you know, if I could sell ice cubes in the dead of winter, I would try to find a way to do it and make some money. But here is a man who has been predicting the end of mankind since he didn't get enough hanging chads in 2000, and that has resulted him to being worth literally hundreds of millions of dollars. So much so people have done reports about his multiple homes and his jet-setting lifestyle. I believe the number I saw was his electric bill is 1,300% higher than the average citizen of Tennessee because he has a 28,000 square foot home and he's got a heated pool and he's got guest houses and he has heated driveways. So the rare times it does get snow or ice, there's no problem for his vehicles to get up the gate, right? So the average Tennessean's carbon footprint is X. And Al Gore's is 1,300 times X, but he's not given any problem by the media because he believes what they believe, and so he's given a pass.
Well, the truth is, he doesn't believe it. If he believed it, he would live it. So the truth is, he does not believe it. So,
exactly.
I just had a thought. What if we created hot and spicy snow cones? Maybe we could make a fortune in the winter then, you know, a snow cone, cayenne pepper snow cone or ghost pepper snow cone flavors. You know, somebody's hearing that and they're going to make the money, you know.
I am totally in favor of it. You know, something tremendous that happened yesterday and it didn't get a lot of attention because obviously the world is watching the situation with Iran because there's a lot going on. But the president had a little press conference. I mean, he had some construction workers and some people who work in people who work with their hands standing behind him. And he talked about an overhaul of the National Environmental Policy Act, which is a 40-year-old piece of legislation. And really what he said, and I'm sure so many of your listeners right now, they may not know the act, but they know the consequences. This is that piece of federal legislation that anytime you decide to dig a fence post, some yahoo with a clipboard shows up and says, whoa, 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 do you have permission? Have you done the environmental impact studies? Did you get the right permit? And your fence post, after paying this guy and that inspector and getting recertified, 3 years later, you're finally able to put up a fence on your own piece of private property. This is the piece of legislation that green groups have exploited for decades. And look back at the great history of America. You know, I was thinking about this, and I was poking around when the president was announcing it. We built the Hoover Dam in 4 years. Do you think we could possibly build something that big in 4 years? They built the Holland Tunnel. As a proud New Yorker, that was the first tunnel that went under a river in the United States. It goes under the Hudson River, connecting New York and New Jersey. They built that in about 5 years. Could you imagine? And mostly by hand, right? Because it was built,
yes.
Built a long time ago.
They were digging in the mud, for sure.
Yeah. The Erie Canal was built by my great Irish ancestors, over the course of 5 or 6 years for hundreds of miles, connecting the Hudson River to the St. Lawrence Sea, to the Great Lakes, right, and opening up the middle of America to commerce coming from New York's harbor, right? All these great projects that we did that made America awesome are now stopped because as soon as you try to build, as soon as you try to do anything, someone's filing a lawsuit saying, you can't do that. What about the spotted owl, right? What about the rare field rat? What about the whatever bug, whatever? And this is why industry never gets a chance to take off. And so a reform of this really does unleash our economy because we're able to build and produce. And this is such good news. I'm almost glad it got no attention, Beth, because I don't want people to know it happened. So that way people can get stuff done.
But that is part of the winning. You know, I kind of titled the show Winning with a Question Mark, because all we're seeing is all this fighting and carrying on in D.C., and we miss these little clips like you just shared with us about the winning, where he is actually making a difference. And he is working behind the scenes and doing lots of things that we aren't aware of, and that is a win for us.
It is. It is, and these are the types of things that will last for generations. This is part of deregulation. This is part of the judiciary, which those in conservative circles have been following carefully. But I think most of America, they may have gone a little bit unnoticed, and that's fine by me. But remaking so much of the federal courts will be a Trump legacy that will last for a generation or two. But this type of winning, reforming this law, and saying, look, of course we want to respect the water and the air and nature and the environment, and we love a clean earth, but we have to let this guy build a factory because he's going to employ 150 people and add to the economy. And if you don't let him do that, he's going to go to Mexico, he's going to go to Indonesia, he's going to go to Vietnam, because he has to build a factory. And why are we putting obstacles into stopping people from building here in America? It's a great day and a great win for the president.
It absolutely is, and a great win for him is a win for us. When we've got more jobs and we've got more manufacturing stuff happening here in this nation, it's a win for us, the people.
Amen.
And that's what we need. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it. You have a great weekend. We're going to have some weather here, or that's what they're telling us. You know, we're hoping they're going to be
safe. Stay safe.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you. God bless. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to open up the phone line. Today, 877-895-5410. I do have some articles about winning, and then some that I've got a question mark about. You know, what on earth is winning? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have got Joe on the line. Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Okay, I had a comment I wanted to add to your discussion with Daniel Turner. Now, as I recently read Sarah Palin's autobiography, she said that one of the main problems that she dealt with as governor of Alaska was that she said that the big oil companies, most prominently among them being ExxonMobil, and interestingly, she mentioned that Rex Tillerson was CEO of ExxonMobil at the time they were doing this. She said that the big oil companies had huge leases for drilling oil in territory of Alaska, which they were just sitting on and not developing, and she wanted these big oil companies to get busy and develop these resources for the good of Alaska and for the good of America, and so that was one of her priorities as governor. And so, and I wanted to ask you, Daniel Turner, if they were doing that all through the country, but and not just in Alaska, but he's not there right now. But anyway,
he'll be Tuesday. He'll be back on Tuesday.
Okay. But anyway, it looks to me like what this is these globalist corporations, you know, what they want to do is they want to shift all the development, all the economic development from the United States to other countries, like especially China and India. And so that it looks to me like the whole environmental movement has been kind of co-opted by these big globalist corporations, you know, in order to make Americans overly concerned and overly fanatical about preserving the environment and keeping the environment absolutely pristine and not having any development here, so that they can shift all their operations, you know, all these corporations, they say they want to be globalist corporations, not American corporations anymore. So they can, so it seems like what they're doing is they're kind of financing this attitude of the environmental movement to stop all economic development here in order to further their agenda of moving all the economic activity and all the economic development away from the United States and to their favorite countries like India and China.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me in the least. I think it has backfired on them in some degrees, but now we don't have to rely on the foreign oil because we are getting it done here with the fracking and some other things. And we're going to talk more about the fracking. I know it's pretty controversial, but there's just so many things that have stifled all the natural resources here in the United States because of the environmentalists and because of the climate change fears and all this and that. And we need to start looking at what they're doing with their lies and start pushing back and pushing forward. Appreciate the call. Thank you. And Daniel will be back on Tuesday, so you can probably ask your question on that on Tuesday. Okay?
Can I add one thing?
Sure.
Yeah. And yes. That's it. Okay. And the point I'm trying to make, you know, I would like to try to get this across to environmentalism, I could, but the point I'm trying to make, it looks to me like the whole environmental movement, you know, which has become such a huge big money movement, has been financed and co-opted by these globalist corporations, you know.
Well, I understood that.
In order to, you know, make the American people serve their agenda of shifting economic development away from the United States and to India and China.
Yeah, I understood that.
I wish more environmentalists would be more aware of that.
I understood that, and I don't doubt it. That's what I was saying. I don't doubt that one little bit that they would do that, because in the long run, it increases their worth. I don't doubt that at all. It stinks, though, doesn't it? So, we're headed in.
They get to pay much lower wages in those countries. They don't have to pay Americans, you know, these American wages, and they like that.
Yeah. Well, and another thing, you know, that then later on their oil, the oil here will be worth more eventually. So, I don't doubt that they did that. That's manipulation for sure, and I wouldn't put it past them one little bit. Thank you. I appreciate it, Joe. And like I said, Danny will be back on Tuesday. All right. Thank you. Well, we talked about so many things already, and we're only in the second segment here, the third segment here of the show. But I wanted to talk about winning, and, you know, we are winning, and in spite of things like what Joe was sharing, these big companies that maybe manipulate things for their good down in the future. Yeah, I had somebody tell me one time, this has been years and years ago, maybe we're using all their oil until we can use their oil up, and then our oil is going to be worth a lot more. And I said, well, there's a little bit of truth maybe in that. Who knows? But manipulation is what people do. They have a game and an agenda, and that's what they go after. These folks, I want to make it very clear. Climate change is a huge lie. It has been from the very beginning. This is a lie to scare the people, to control the people, to control the land, to control the industries, and to break this nation. And the scientists that are pushing it are paid for by the government, who wants to control you more and more. And if you don't think they do, just look in D.C. and see what they're doing. They don't hate Donald Trump. Well, they do hate Donald Trump. Because you elected him. Because he's not one of them. Because he wanted to make America great again. Because he saw what they were doing. I don't know if he understood the reason for what they were doing. But he's a pretty smart guy, so possibly he did. We talked about my taking the blame. And everybody wants to say that Nancy Pelosi is being manipulated. She has no control, and these freshmen are running her. I'm not so sure. Do I think they put pressure on her? Yeah, I do. She gave them the power to do that. And Nancy Pelosi, yesterday, she equated killing this Soleimani to another nation killing our vice president. Well, it's not true, but that's what she's doing. We have taken out, whether you agree with it or not, we've taken out a terrorist. And the Democrat Party is defending this terrorist and the mainstream media that follows them. And now Joe Biden, he's standing up before his crowds and he's saying that we need to bring in more, 2 million more people, illegal aliens. We need to bring 2 million more in. We're rich and they're poor. Well, I'm not rich. I'm pretty sure they're not going to live in one of his houses or one of Bernie Sanders' houses or one of Elizabeth Warren's houses or Nancy Pelosi. This is socialism at its stupidest. And the real stupid part is that so many American people are falling for it. Because they're preying on your emotions. They show you the children, but they don't show you the sick and the dying of our own homeless on the streets. They don't want you to see that, do they? Because that would mean you'd have to have a little motion for your own. We have a real quick call here. We have Lee from Texas. Lee, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, sir. What's on your mind?
I was calling about President Trump. And just to remind everybody, you know, he didn't create any of these problems he's having to work on. He inherited every one of them. And that's just, that blows my mind that he can't get any credit for that at all.
You know, not only are they doing that, not giving him credit, but they're making him look like he's the villain in everything, even with taking out this terrorist, whether we agree with that or don't agree with that. They're making him out to be the villain, and this terrorist is all of a sudden some great religious leader. And they're trying to tie his hands behind his back because they know he's going to get reelected, and they don't want him to do anything.
But we always remember that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, and that's sad to say that, but that's what's going to happen to these people. Have a good day.
You're right. You're right, absolutely. I'm heading into a break, Lee. I apologize for the short time we got to speak. You call again another time, please. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Liberty Oil Field Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change. But banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oil Field Services. Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right, buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned to listening. Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We'll take one more call here because we are in the final segment. We have Kevin from Ohio. Hey, Kevin. Did you get to go see the president yesterday?
Oh, no. That's way up north. I'm down in the,
in the
foothills of the Appalachians. No.
Okay. What's going on, sir? Thank you for all your support. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for all your work, all of you. There was a little story with some poetic justice, I believe, that came out at the end of December. It's a comment of on wind generators about how people generally accept them everywhere, but they don't want them where they are. And because really they plan, like in Iowa and places like that, to put in one every quarter section where they can, and pay to landowners like $5,000 a year to put them there, et cetera. But all the fallacy about the wind generators, this little story, was in the Bronx the last week of December, the Bronx, where that Cortez is from.
Yes, Alexandria.
Did you see where that investor installed a wind generator in the Bronx on the old Coney Island?
I didn't.
On the Coney Island property. And he did it. Really quick, he put in a big sign, number one, about 50 foot tall, obnoxious sign, and then he put in a 250 foot pole, best information I can get, with a crazy generator, wind turbine on top. And on high winds, the wind generator blew apart, fell down, knocked down this giant billboard, crashed, hit cars, smashed them, and so forth. But I thought it was just perfect that it happened in the Bronx, where that idiot's from, you know?
It just should have hit her house because she's got an apartment in
the Yeah, and so she'd go back to her neighborhood and straighten up their power problems. And I just
can't believe her neighborhood would reelect her, but I guess they probably will. But we're going to try and fight that.
Yeah, all that. And I have one comment about immigration, too. Is the best demonstration is that gumball machine. You know, that story where or that statistical analysis where they mixed up all the different colored gumballs. And have you seen that?
No, tell me about it.
Oh, it's just it's a perfect demonstration about the ludicrousy about immigration. They got all different color gumballs for different populations in the world, and they show how they shift them around. It makes no big difference. It's just it's criminal. That's the base on that it describes.
It's just another lie. Yeah.
Yeah, another lie, but it really describes population growth and so forth and dissemination through the world. And thank you for all your work. I really
you,
still appreciate it all the time.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, we have been lied to an awful lot. And I think most of us are starting to see those lies. And we're not quite sure what to do with that information. So I guess the first thing I'd say is get back to prayer. Ask God, what do we do? Where you are? What should you do? And then get busy. I got a nice little note from Gary. Told him I had shared his information on becoming an involved citizen and to make relationships with your legislators, with your politicians in your local area, school board members, whatever the case may be. Get to know them. Know what's going on. You know, we tend to not want to know what's going on. You know, we're talking about the Chiefs game coming up Sunday and the weather this weekend, but are we talking about anything with our own local legislation? I'm probably one of the world's worst about keeping up locally. Well, shifting the blame, we see a lot of that in D.C., and, of course, there's a lot of blame going on and finger-pointing. And yesterday it was all about the missile that hit the plane from Ukraine and took out everyone, just destroyed it. They didn't have a chance. Iran says they didn't do it. It wasn't us. Of course, they're the ones with the missiles up in the air, but it wasn't them. And so they want the proof that Canada and the United States have, which I guess is the radar video that they have of what happened. But they haven't turned over. Last I heard, they have not been willing to turn over the black box. And they do have that. Well, here's a winning. December jobs report, 154,000 jobs have been added. I don't know where all these jobs keep getting added. And I'm not trying to be negative. But I just know what it's like here. And but it says the U.S. economy added 154,000 jobs in December, while the unemployment rate remained at 3.5%, according to Department of Labor data. Now, I was out shopping one night this week because we're still supposed to have Christmas yet, but we just canceled it because it's tomorrow and we got bad weather coming in. And I noticed on some of the buildings they're hiring. And so I guess they probably lost some of their people over Christmas, you know, but they are hiring. So that is retail. So that's, you know, but it is a job. I actually thought about going and applying because I could use a little income. But I thought it probably wouldn't go over well at home or in the office. Well, this is a win. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, based in New Orleans, has ruled in favor of President Donald Trump's border wall, the $3.6 billion that he has transferred to that. And this is something that there's so many things, and we're just out of time, that I wanted to talk about. Matt Gaetz, he's been really loud and boisterous for the president, but he was one of three Republican representatives that signed the resolution, which means absolutely nothing other than to slap the president in the face. And I would tell Matt that to his face. It's kind of like the Green New Deal resolution. It means absolutely nothing. There's no law connected to it. It's just we resolve that this is what we feel. Well, when Matt made this decision, they asked him about it. They were backing him up on it. backing him in the corner and asking him about it last night on the Fox networks. And it doesn't say that in this article, but he said something about having just visited Arlington and being tired of these non-ending wars, and we all are. But Matt, if you're listening, what you did was wrong, because it just added more divisiveness. And you ruled on emotion, not Constitution. The president needs you to back him at every turn, not when he does wrong, which he didn't do wrong. We can say we didn't agree with it, but he didn't do anything constitutionally wrong. So, Matt, think about it next time. Are you making your name down there because of emotions? Or what are you doing? And this is the reason I don't trust the Senate. He's not in the Senate. But this is the reason I don't trust them. Is it Pelosi waiting or is it there waiting? I'm concerned, and you should be too. So get on your knees. Have a good weekend. But let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.